This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, another Epstein alumni did not kill themselves, or did, depending on your point of view. Virginia Guffrey, over the weekend, probably the most prominent witness in terms of those who were sex trafficked. Everyone pointing out she wrote a post in 2019 to not believe it if she ever killed herself. I am making it publicly known that in no way, shape, or form am I suicidal. I have made this known to my therapist and GP. If something happens to me, in the sake of my family, do not let this go away. Help me to protect them too. Too many evil people want to see me quieted, she wrote before killing herself. Now, that was in 2019. This is today. Many years have passed, but still. And the reason this is news that she killed herself is because so many Epstein alums have killed themselves, including Epstein himself, who famously did not kill himself, but also did kill himself also. Great American embarrassment, if you ask me, the whole shoddy affair. Okay, her background's very interesting. She accused Prince Andrew of having sex with her when she was being pimped by the Epstein cabal. She was underage at the time. He denies it, but he also paid her a multi-million dollar settlement. And one of the most famous pictures from that whole era is him and her when she's underage, the prince, and he's got his arm around her bare midriff. They're looking awful chummy in a very inappropriate way given her age. So he says he never met her, which is weird since he's in the picture with her looking awfully cozy, but he did pay her the multi-million dollar settlement. So there you go. Anyway, Guffrey, 41, arguably the most prominent Jeffrey Epstein survivor, died by suicide. So did Epstein himself. Jean-Luc Brunel, a French model agent who was involved in Epstein's sex trafficking operations, and Mark Middleton also killed himself, but maybe not. Former aide to Bill Clinton, who acted as the point of contact between Clinton and Epstein, especially for Epstein's visits to the White House and Bill's jaunts on the plane. Now, here's where it gets weird. Guffrey, actually got recruited by them while she was working at Mar-a-Lago. She was underage at the time. Now, the left screaming about that over the weekend. Oh, she's dead now. Trump must have done it, some crazy thing like that. Well, Trump also barred Epstein from Mar-a-Lago back then because of his inappropriate advances to people who work there. So that part they always like to leave out because it doesn't fit the narrative. But whatever the case. Anyway, Prince Andrew settled her civil lawsuit in around 2022 for what's rumored to be about a $14 million payout. So she had this big, lovely, beautiful farm. She had three children when she did not kill herself, but also maybe did kill herself. You never know with the Epstein. You know, honest to God, I'm amazed that Ghislaine Maxwell is still alive. Which, by the way, brings this up. Where are the Epstein files? Is that the strangest thing or what? Now, Trump runs on, among other things, I'm going to release them. Pam Bondi says, hey, we're going to have them tomorrow. To which even I was confused because she said, well, I got it on my desk. I'm like, you have it on your desk? How could you have it on your desk? I mean, the volume of evidence is massive. There were raids on by the FBI on multiple houses in the island. I mean, you have it on your desk? How does it fit on your desk? I was really confused, too, as to why Pam Bondi was going to be the one releasing it since the FBI has all the documents. She's DOJ, but I figured, and I even said the day before, I said, I don't really understand. Why is Pam Bondi the point purchase. It should be Cash Patel or whoever's running the FBI. They have it. They have the stuff, not her. She apparently thought she was releasing it. She didn't. The stuff she released in those silly binders was things that have already been public. So, I mean, the whole thing is really weird. Especially given her post from 2019, which she said she was not suicidal, but feared a suicide would be staged by evil people seeking to silence her. And then it got even weirder because within the last month, she's had a car accident in which she posted a beat up picture of herself and said that doctors had told her basically she was so damaged from the accident that she would be dead within 4 days. And everybody went, what? Was that a botched assassination attempt or she just legit had a car accident? And now she's dead? This is so weird. Anyway, God bless her. She's had a very long, very hard life. But still. Yeah, Texter writes, no, she was 16 when she was a junior staffer at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago in Florida. So, yeah, she was recruited by Epstein there, but Epstein thrown out of Mar-a-Lago famously for that. So, Texter writes, Tira, was Hillary in England? I don't know. Another Texter writes, Tara, that guy from Atlanta who used to be on at noon would say everyone who says that always kills themselves. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, why wasn't that illegal's lawyer charged as a co-conspirator? I wondered that. I don't know. Maybe we'll get an answer. Texter writes, Tara, in Mexico, the cartels have the judges on their payroll. Folks, that is exactly what that Tren de Aragua situation looks like with the judge and his wife and her daughter in New Mexico. But you got to complete the sentence, though. Texter writes, hey, Tara, in Mexico, the cartels have the judges on their payroll. Yes, and those who refuse to go on the payroll get killed. What can a judge and his wife try to destroy the phones with the decapitated body pictures on them? I'm telling you, something big is there. You know what that is, folks? I think you're going to end up finding something like a human trafficking operation tied directly to the Democrat Party. He was running part of it for New Mexico. Think about it. Border state. Makes sense. Texter writes, hey, Tira, there are no kings, but there are oligarchs. Yes. And none of them are in our party. With the exception of Mitch McConnell, but he's largely gone now. Texter writes, Tira, they are deranged. That's why they call it Trump derangement syndrome. And finally, Texter writes, Tira, there's no such thing as coincidence. Look, I got to tell you, it's weird. Anyway, I really want to see those Epstein documents. So I hope I really hope Team Trump gets them out. What? Yeah, Texter writes, you can't hide evil. I know. Look, what has been leaking out onto certain podcasts is that Team Trump does have a lot of the documents. They're going through them and redacting them and doing the hard work of that there's a whole team of FBI agents on it, but it's such a massive volume of stuff that it's taking time. I hope that's what the answer is, because otherwise it doesn't look good.